So, hello, so I'm Mathieu Dupont. I'm teaching Blender in some different parts, and I'm living in a small village in a small part of France. And one day somebody came to me and said, we are looking for a Blender teacher because we have a group of young people from 8 to 16 years old that want to make a game with Blender game engine. So I could not refuse this. And I had 27 hours to teach them the basic of Blender. The three older ones already knew a little bit of Blender, and the other ones never knew used it. So I had 27 hours to help them to design the game, design all the assets of the game. Then I finished the game in Python, so I will show you examples. So they wanted to make a game for the elderly people to make them discover how to use a tablet in a sort of funny way. So they decided to make a text game. And what I did after the basic teaching is we choose who will do what. So the younger ones designed the very small parts. So I didn't do artistic direction. It's 100% their work. They choose everything, the colors, the pictures, the design. And I just helped them to put that all together. So the aim of the game is... okay, it seems that the tactile thing is not working. Okay, I will do it with the... So it's a hidden... In each box you have a letter, and you must open two letters together. And if you find a pair of letters, this will make appear the letter in the... Here. So you must find a word of... You must find a word of three letters here. So we'll just try it. So in 5 minutes, I think I will manage it. So this is... help me, I don't know. Okay. So the older ones made the guy and the animation of the guy. Okay, and the younger one made the boxes and the buttons, so you can pause the game. You can go back in the game. I will try to finish the level to see how it worked. Okay, do you remember where... Okay, A was here or here? Okay. So, I did all the mechanic of the game, and I'm very bad in Python, so it's a very ugly thing. Every time the words are generated in a random way... Okay, there is a bug. So they choose a list of words. For the first level, it is three-letter words. So it's the children that choose the words, and the words are chosen randomly. And then the letters are generated randomly in each level. So every time you play, it's different. It's a different word on different letters organization. So this is done with Python. And at every level, the guy, which name is Memory, is getting younger. So the more difficult the game, the younger the guy. So that's it. Okay, we will not finish this level. And just to show you... after that, what was very interesting is that the children went to elderly people houses to make... to explain to the people how to use it. And it was very interesting to see the interaction between the two generations. And it was very nice to see that the game, because I'm not a game designer, and finally we managed with the children to make something that is, okay, it's not very funny to use, okay, you won't spend hours on this one, but to discover use of computer, it's usable. They enjoyed it. So this is the group of the young ones. They even went to the local newspaper, so they were very proud of this. And the final word is that they accepted very happily to publish the game in a Creative Commons license. So there was one guy, a woman that said, no, you should sell it, I'll make money with it. But they accepted to release the game under a Creative Commons license. So the Python is so dirty that nobody can use it yet. I have to, but okay, I like the fact that they really understood the interest of going to open source, seeing the whole stuff. Thank you.